'tis another season of cookies, stolens, donuts, arugula, and gingerbread houses. So how about some new baking ideas from Asia? Molly Birnbaum is the executive editor of Cook Science at America's Test Kitchen. She teaches us about kitchen science. So what is the science behind Chinese baking? Our managing producer, Sally Swift, found out.
Hey, Molly, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
I notice you've been doing some work on a very mysterious object called the pineapple bun. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. The first thing about pineapple buns to note is that they do not contain pineapple, which kind of blew my mind when I first heard about them. But pineapple buns are these sweet buns that are very common in Chinatowns in the United States, and they are this fluffy, slightly sweet roll, almost similar to a dinner roll, and they're covered in this crunchy, shattery, sweet topping. And traditionally, this topping kind of cracks and has craters in it, and it looks kind of like a pineapple, hence the name pineapple.
It looks like the skin of a pineapple.
Exactly.
And where are they from? What's their origin?
They are originally from Hong Kong, which is where they're predominantly popular now. And there are different versions of them all over the place.
It's funny because, you know, when you dig into Asian cookbooks, you don't find chapters on baking, but there certainly is a tradition there.
Yeah, there isn't a whole ton of information about it in cookbooks or in literature in terms of figuring out how to make them or the technique behind them and what exactly is happening there. So we had to go out and just eat a lot of them and test them for ourselves, which, you know, was not a bad thing at all.
So what's the key? What's the key to that dough?
So this recipe was developed by our test cook, Tim Chin, who told us about them originally because he was traveling in Hong Kong a few years ago, and he had a pineapple bun at this legendary dim sum restaurant there. And when he told me about it, he said that it looked like not a whole lot, you know, just a bun. But when he first bit into it, it was this crazy immediate shatter of this topping and then the fluffiest, most tender bun he had ever tried. He said that he almost cried when he ate this bun. And that's kind of when we knew we had to start testing it ourselves. So we launched into the testing process that we do at America's Test Kitchen, which involved first going out and getting as many pineapple buns as we could find, tasting all of them, talking about what was good, what was not good, what we liked, what we didn't like. And then Tim started developing a recipe. And the key to the recipe that we found is something called tangzhong, which is a hot water roux. And that sounds very complicated, but really is quite simple. You heat a portion of the flour in water for the dough before you add it to the rest of the ingredients. And what is going on there is by heating the flour and water together, which we do in the microwave, it's super simple, until the mixture hits about 150 degrees, you get the starch to gel and trap water. And so when you mix that paste into the dough, you're adding a lot of water without making the dough slack and sticky.
It almost sounds like a French technique.
Exactly, used in a different way. And here it's super effective. It really gets these buns to stay super moist and fluffy.
So you essentially make a dough and then you fill it, right? And how do you go about, how do they get those fillings inside? Are you doing that before the buns are baked?
There's a few steps there. So you're making the dough, you roll it into like little circle buns, which is really kind of a satisfying experience. The second part before the fillings is actually the topping. And traditionally, to get that craggy, crackly pineapple skin crust, you almost make a sugar cookie-like dough, roll it out, cut it out, place it on top of these buns. And then when you bake them, it turns into that crust. What we did for our recipe is something that was inspired by a bun called a Mexican coffee bun, in which it isn't a sugar cookie-like crust, but instead it's a piped topping. And you can put it in a Ziploc bag and just kind of pipe it on top of each of these buns. And then what happens with that when you bake it is kind of magical. That piped on topping melts. And we created a video for this, and we actually filmed the buns melting through a glass, you know, door to an oven. And it is the most satisfying thing to watch ever. And it becomes this crackly, you know, shattery top.
It sounds fabulous.
And we created two potential fillings for these buns. One is just a really simple, slightly sweet pastry cream, and you pipe that into the buns after they're totally baked and cooled. The second is a Chinese barbecued pork, or char siu, and this is made separately. And then we created a different type of filling technique so you can get the barbecued pork right in there. And it involves rolling out the dough a little bit and draping them over a muffin tin so that you can get each one perfectly filled.
And can you make that dough in advance and keep it in the fridge?
So you can retard the rising by keeping it in the fridge, you know, overnight. Mm-hmm. You can also make the dough, roll it out, put it on sheets, and freeze it for up to a week.
Oh, well, that's a great idea. And you could go rogue and stuff it with anything you want.
Yeah, I would be very curious to hear what else people stuff it with.
All right, send in your ideas, people. Hey, Molly, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Birnbaum is project editor of the new book, Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen. Sally Swift is our managing producer, and you can find that recipe and video for pineapple buns at splendidtable.org.